Around the year 204, when Septimus Severus was emperor of Rome, Saint Acisclo and Saint Victoria were martyrs of the first Roman persecution against the Christians in Cordoba. According to tradition, both martyrs were buried on the banks of the Guadalquivir, in the place where Acisclo had been beheaded. The veneration led to the construction of a basilica inside which an early Christian-style sarcophagus was placed. On it are reliefs depicting the passage on the cockcrow and the arrest of the Cordovan saint, and inside his relics were placed. During the Arab domination, it was one of the most venerated temples, and the bodies of Saint Perfecto, Saint Argimiro, Saint Cicinando, Saint Maria, and Flora, and other virgins and martyrs of the Muslim persecution were deposited there. Ferdinand III's reconquest of Cordoba allowed the Holy Martyrs Basilica to be enlarged, handing it over to the Cistercian order, which converted it into a monastery. The Cistercian monks remained here until 1527, and shortly afterwards it fell into the hands of the Dominican order, who revitalized the worship of the Holy Martyrs to such an extent that King Philip II himself came to visit in 1570. In appreciation of such a distinguished visit, the Dominicans gave the king half of the Holy Martyrs' relics, which were taken to the Royal Monastery of San Lorenzo del Escorial. They are still preserved there today. With the rest of the relics transferred to the Church of San Pedro, the true burial place as confirmed by the Archangel Saint Raphael in one of his apparitions to Father Roleas, worship in the Basilica began to decline, receiving its definitive blow after the disentailment. Abandoned and in ruins, in 1858 it was dismantled, and the sarcophagus of the martyrs was sold. This would be acquired again in 1928 by Candida Cortoy Carbonell, to be placed inside the new hermitage, dating from the end of the 19th century, and erected on the grounds of the old convent of the Holy Martyrs due to a plague epidemic.